we had an anemometer, and we had a wind gauge, and we had wet and dry bulb thermometers and thermographs and hygrographs in recording in the Stevenson screen, and I had a barograph inside, of course, and a mercury barometer inside, and they were all the standard observations that go into any full observation. Clouds and wind speed and the like. And they were all coded up into 6 5-figure groups. And we had to put them into one-time pads when we first went there for the first 2 or 3 months. And they were broadcast and picked up by HM ships working in the South Atlantic.
And you didn't have an alarm clock, did you?
It's crazy, isn't it? I was trying to do obs every 3 hours. And I didn't have any way of waking myself up. So you know what an ordinary recording instrument is like. So I took a drum, a spare drum, and screwed it onto a bass, and went down to the welding station and found some strips of copper. I bent them into a right angle, and then with the hacksaw cut out the middle, and then I dropped the clip on the bottom, which holds the paper onto the drum down, and set it in this gap and pulled it over here. Now I built a little circuit with a spare radio buzzer, which Norman Lather lent me, and you pulled it over to this side and it would buzz, and 2 minutes later it had left that side, and I gradually widened the thing until it was exactly 3 hours. So when I went to bed, I could pull it on this side, and in a couple of minutes it would stop, and then 3 hours later it would wake me up. And I had two, one for 3 hours and one for 6 hours. And that's all we could do for an alarm clock.